Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now I'm joined on the line by Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Sean, good morning.
Morning to you, Pat.
Now, the two by-elections that are just days away, and we have a little more information than we might have had a week ago because there's been some polling. What's likely now to happen?
Yeah, so when we were on a couple of weeks ago, we had two predictions, one being Daniel Ennis in Dublin Central of the Social Democrats, the other being Noel Thomas from Independent Ireland. And I think one of them is likely to hit anyway, Pat. A 50% strike rate isn't too bad. So the polling for Dublin Central is the more recent polling we've got. That shows that you've got Sinn Féin's Janice Boylan in the lead on about 21% of the vote, followed by Ennis on 18%, that Gerry the Monk Hutch is third on 14%, just slightly ahead of Fine Gael's Lord Mayor Ray McAdam, and all others are in single digits, with the Greens' Janet Horner leading there. But when you look into the polling they did on second preferences, Daniel Ennis certainly more attractive than Janice Boylan when it comes to those transfers. So it does look like that will play out as a battle of the left between the two, and that it's early advantage Ennis. Now, one thing to say with this particular poll is there is a 4% or 4-point margin of error, which is quite significant. It could very much change the game, and the turnout is expected to be quite low across both of the constituencies, which again can make a fool of polling, I suppose.
Now, Gerry Hutch is third in that poll in first preferences, with Boylan on 21%, Ennis on 18%, and 14% for Gerry Hutch. But where he might fall down would be in his second preferences. He's not transfer friendly.
No, he's not. And he'll probably get a good wallop of transfers from Malachy Steenson, who was in the sort of high single digits in this particular poll. And then stop. That's what we saw at the general election. That's kind of what happened. I think he got more than 60% of Malachy Steenson's transfers when it came there. It's where does he pick up anything else? And really, there's not a whole pile out there. He hasn't been massively active in campaigning. He was out in Cabra yesterday with a team getting out there, and he's been putting videos on social media, but hasn't been seen personally a massive amount on the ground in Dublin Central, is what I'm hearing from the other parties, and just the eye test, I suppose. So it looks as though he will make a bit of noise, but possibly not as much noise as he made during the general election.
Now, let's turn to Galway West. And, I mean, this is the seat vacated by Catherine Connolly, who's now Uachtaráin na hÉireann. And sometimes these seats would literally change names, but not parties. What's likely to happen, though, in this case?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one, because I have always been of the belief that it's very difficult for governments to win by elections, particularly a government that is polling a combined 32 to 35%. And yet it looks as though Fine Gael have a very, very good chance of winning this by election through Sean Kyne. Again, the TG Cahir Irish Times polling had him marginally ahead of Independent Ireland's Noel Thomas. Noel Thomas came sixth in a 5-seater in the general election in 2024. But again, is proving transfer toxic. And while he may get quite a solid first preference vote, it's not overly clear where he gets his second preferences. And if Sean Kyne can stay away ahead of him, then it's quite likely that Noel Thomas's transfers along at the sort of right wing of the party, he's a former Fianna Fáiler as well, would be more likely to help Fine Gael than anyone else. If you look at then, is there any other contender? A lot of people talking about Helen Ogbu, the Labour Party councillor. She was 12% in that particular poll. And and the leading of the left-wing candidate to have sort of united together. Sinn Féin not really looking to feature here at all through Mark Lowen. They had a strange campaign. He's been sort of disowned by the party in the likes of Connemara because he doesn't have Irish. Then you had Mary Lou McDonald saying he has enough Irish to take part in debates, and then the candidate himself saying, actually, no, I don't. So he's had a bit of a weird campaign. The Social Democrats looking to feature okay, but probably not enough to get ahead of Labour. So it's whether all of those, plus the Greens, People Before Profit, Sheila Garrity, an independent who was involved in the Connolly campaign, not polling particularly strongly, can they all wrap up into a win? And it looks like probably not, that it will be Sean Kyne. And even though I was speaking, I was at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis yesterday, and I was speaking to a minister what they thought, given that, you know, governments are generally unpopular, it's kind of hard to win. And they said, yeah, people might not like Sean Kyne all that much, but they know him. He's been around an awful long time in the constituency. He's run 4 or 5 times, and he is the biggest name on the ballot and very possibly would take that seat.
All right. And you're running your own special programme next weekend.
That's right. Yeah. So from 9 a.m. we'll be live the second the boxes open in the two constituencies, and hopefully we'll be getting a flavour early on of what the stories are. Is it going to be a terrible day for Fianna Fáil, polling both in the single digits in Dublin Central and out the west? Can Fine Gael do the unlikely and have a government take a seat? And what of this left alliance, its first electoral test since Catherine Connolly? So we'll be wrapping that 9 to 10. Then, of course, going into your own show where I'll hopefully be joining you throughout with all the updates.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on the tallies as they become more accurate as the morning goes on. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Hi, it's Bill and Jenny with Simple Bath and Kitchen. Columbus teachers, thank you. You give your all during the school year.
So when summer break comes, your home should give something back to you. Imagine starting your school year with a brand new kitchen or spa-like bathroom.
The key? Getting started now, so your project is completed while you're off this summer. At Simple Bath & Kitchen, we'll guide you every step of the way with quality craftsmanship, clear timelines, and a process built around your schedule.
Visit us today at simplebathandkitchen.com to set up your free, no-pressure estimate. We make it simple for you.